From the 100th Psalm we hear, know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the attentiveness you give to us and our prayers to you. We are fortified knowing that we can come before you and lay our concerns, joys, and needs before you, and our requests for others in want, and you will listen. So we pray that you will hear us this day and ride with us as we return to loved ones and what is required for us to do there. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Platt County. Senator from Platt is here. Quorum has been established. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, eighth day, Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion for the Senator of Boone County. Is any senator's desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left, to my right.
If we could keep our conversations low and to the side galleries, no matter if you're the Appropriations Chairman or not, so we can hear the Senator from the 5th introduce his special guest.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left, on the side of the chamber, is my intern, Lucas Parrish. Lucas is from Lee's Summit, and he's presently a junior at the University of Missouri and pursuing a bachelor's degree in both journalism and political science, as well as a minor in German. Upon graduation, it's his goal to get a graduate degree in public affairs and work in the public sector, and we'll see if that holds up after interning here. When he's not working on his education, he's actively involved with the Sigma Phi Epsilon fraternity and co-hosts his own podcast, as well as playing sports with friends and performing music and theater variety shows. If the body would please join me in giving me a warm welcome to Lucas Parrish.
Let's welcome Mr. Parrish to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. The Senator from the 14th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could also introduce some special guests. Mr. President, can we get some order?
If we could take our conversations to the side galleries or keep them at a minimum, no matter if they're the floor leader or not. Senator from the 14th, proceed with your introduction.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. If we can recognize to my right and your left, I have three phenomenal students who will be interning in my office this session. If we can welcome Mr. Kobe Crowder, who's a senior at the University of Central Missouri. If we can also recognize Ms. Bridget Pegg, who's also a junior at the University of Missouri in Columbia, and Kristen Griffin, who is a sophomore at Southeast Missouri State University. But before I finish, Mr. President, Kobe's studying sociology. Bridget is also studying political science and journalism, and Kristen is studying political science and criminal justice. I am confident we will be following these three in the future, and I look forward to doing that as well. Mr. President, please welcome them in this body. Thank you very much.
Let's welcome these young men and lady to the Missouri Senate today. Introduction of guests. The senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like the body to make welcome on my left and your right, Mr. President, Joey Smith, who is the Chief Information Security Officer at the Schnucks Company. He was up this morning testifying on some stellar legislation, and he probably knows better than anyone the security breaches that are attacking our small businesses day in and day out, and his professionalism and expertise in this field is what keeps our economy going and growing. And I would like the members of this body to make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome Mr. Smith to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Newton County.
President, I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Senator, your resolution will be printed in the journal. The order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th District.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1075, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to drinking water in schools.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Very briefly, this bill is called Get the Lead Out. We need to make sure our kids are safe in their schools and that their drinking water is lead-free. We have an opportunity to do that now with federal dollars to help match schools' funds. And we're going to go ahead and give it our best shot. It has absolutely long-term ramifications for the health of our kids and for their futures. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills, the senator from Clay County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill. No explanation is needed at this time. Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1076, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to literacy and reading instruction.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Ozark in the ladies first fashion.
Thank you. I have a bill and no explanations needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1077, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to funding allocation for post-secondary education institutions.
Senator from the 7th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. If we could keep our conversations to a minimum so we can hear the Secretary read the bill of the Senator from the 7th.
Senate Bill number 1078, introduced by Senator Razor, an act relating to the Office of the Governor.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Very briefly.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday, we all experienced the State of the State address, and something that, since I've been in this building, that I've noticed that has bothered me is that in written communications between our two chambers and on the board in the House chamber yesterday, you may have noticed that we refer to the governor as His Excellency. This is something, you know, you study history, that was a debate between Vice President John Adams and President George Washington, and Adams had all sorts of ways he wanted the president to be referred as, this being one of them, Your Excellency. And President Washington made it clear to Vice President Adams that Mr. President was good enough. I think this is an honorific title that typically is used with monarchies. And so this bill would just prohibit the House and Senate from referring to the governor as His Excellency. To ensure that our current governor is not slighted, this bill would not take effect until January 13th of 2025. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further introduction to bill, Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1079, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to the legal minimum standard for evaluation of insurance policies and contracts.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Dunklin County.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President, and no explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1080, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to workforce development investments of public utilities.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a wonderful piece of legislation I'd like to introduce.
Please send that wonderful piece of legislation forward. Thank goodness, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1081, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to applicants for grants to expand broadband internet access in unserved and underserved areas of the state.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. Sending it forward. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1082, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to sponsorship funding due to the Missouri Charter Public School Commission.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, thank you. I have a committee report from the committee on gubernatorial appointments. A list of those appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send your report forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request a unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report will be voted on in one motion. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin County renews his motion that the gubernatorial appointments report be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the gubernatorial appointments report. Senator from Franklin.
Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, your productive committee on progress and development has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 672, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Shoup, Chairman.
Senator from 15th.
Your Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 33, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 649, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Caney, Chairman.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil, Criminal, and Jurisprudence To which was referred Senate Bill 678, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 38, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 631, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Luke DeMeyer, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we will be doing House bills and Senate bills for second reading after this, but no other formal business, and hope everybody has a good weekend. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills for second reading.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills for second reading. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee substitute for House Bill 2117.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 2117, an act relating to the composition and of congressional districts.
Select Committee on Redistricting.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for second reading.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for second reading. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 799.
Senate Bill 799, an act relating to escape for custody.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 800.
Senate Bill 800, an act relating to the extension of the Early Learning Quality Assurance Report Program.
Education, Senate Bill 801.
Senate Bill 801, an act relating to tax credits for certain medical education-related precipitorships.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 802.
Senate Bill 802, an act relating to physician maintenance of certification or licensure.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 803.
Senate Bill 803, an act relating to restrictive employment covenants for physicians and advanced practice registered nurses.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 804.
Senate Bill 804, an act relating to public transportation systems.
General law, Senate Bill 805.
Senate Bill 805, an act relating to tax credits for biodiesel fuels.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 806.
Senate Bill 806, an act relating to gifted children.
Education, Senate Bill 807.
Senate Bill 807, an act relating to a deduction for business expenses related to the sale of medical marijuana.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 808.
Senate Bill 808, an act relating to employment security.
Small business industry, Senate Bill 809.
Senate Bill 809, an act relating to the regulation of employment.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 810.
Senate Bill 810, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 811.
Senate Bill 811, an act relating to the motor fuel tax.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 812.
Senate Bill 812, an act relating to legal challenges to ballot summaries prepared by the General Assembly.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 813.
Senate Bill 813, an act relating to motor vehicle emissions inspections.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 814.
Senate Bill 814, an act relating to prescription insulin drugs.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 815.
Senate Bill 815, an act relating to prescription insulin drugs.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 816.
Senate Bill 816, an act relating to calculation of average daily attendance for early childhood education programs.
Education, Senate Bill 817.
Senate Bill 817, an act relating to family farms.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 818.
Senate Bill 818, an act relating to the dollar value modifier used in certain school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 819.
Senate Bill 819, an act relating to the Missouri Gaming Commission.
Government accountability, fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 820.
Senate Bill 820, an act relating to restrictive covenants.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 821.
Senate Bill 821, an act relating to joint and several liability.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 822.
Senate Bill 822, an act relating to highway signs.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. Senate Bill 823.
Senate Bill 823, an act relating to child protection.
Seniors, families, veterans, military affairs. Senate Bill 824.
Senate Bill 824, an act relating to a community solar pilot program.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 825.
Senate Bill 825, an act relating to jury instructions for the offense of murder in the first degree.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 826.
Senate Bill 826, an act relating to neighborhood youth development programs.
Seniors, families, veterans, military affairs. Senate Bill 827.
Senate Bill 827, an act relating to records of municipally owned utilities.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment. Senate Bill 828.
Senate Bill 828, an act relating to wharfage taxes.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 829.
Senate Bill 829, an act relating to telemedicine services.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 830.
Senate Bill 830, an act relating to home health.
Seniors, families, veterans, military affairs. Senate Bill 831.
Senate Bill 831, an act relating to criminal offenses involving teller machines.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 832.
Senate Bill 832, an act relating to liability of private contractors.
Government accountability, fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 833.
Senate Bill 833, an act relating to business covenants.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 834.
Senate Bill 834, an act relating to the establishment of a correctional center nursery program.
Seniors, families, veterans, military affairs. Senate Bill 835.
Senate Bill 835, an act relating to participation in homeschool students in public school activities.
Education. Senate Bill 836.
Senate Bill 836, an act relating to retirement benefits from public employee retirement systems.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 837.
Senate Bill 837, an act relating to the statute of limitations for certain sexual offenses.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 838.
Senate Bill 838, an act relating to sentence review for certain persons.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 839.
Senate Bill 839, an act relating to child custody arrangements.
Seniors, families, veterans, military affairs. Senate Bill 840.
Senate Bill 840, an act relating to implementation of federal law in this state.
Government accountability, fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 841.
Senate Bill 841, an act relating to education savings accounts for elementary and secondary students.
Education. Senate Bill 842.
Senate Bill 842, an act relating to monitoring for certain prescribed controlled substances.
Education, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 843.
Senate Bill 843, an act relating to gender reassignment.
Seniors, families, veterans, military affairs. Senate Bill 844.
Senate Bill 844, an act relating to emergency powers.
Government accountability, fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 845.
Senate Bill 845, an act relating to county financial statements.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 846.
Senate Bill 846, an act relating to the Early Learning Quality Assurance Report Program.
Education. Senate Bill 847.
Senate Bill 847, an act relating to the confiscation of animals.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources. Senate Bill 848.
Senate Bill 848, an act relating to broadband infrastructure.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 849.
Senate Bill 849, an act relating to the designation of a historic region.
General laws. Senate Bill 850.
Senate Bill 850, an act relating to criminal laws.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 851.
Senate Bill 851, an act relating to the collection of biological samples for individuals arrested for a felony offense.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 852.
Senate Bill 852, an act relating to employer hiring practices.
Small business industry. Senate Bill 853.
Senate Bill 853, an act relating to compensation owed to employees.
Small business industry. Senate Bill 854.
Senate Bill 854, an act relating to the requirements of law enforcement agencies.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 855.
Senate Bill 855, an act relating to student journalists.
Education. Senate Bill 856.
Senate Bill 856, an act relating to expungement.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 857.
Senate Bill 857, an act relating to child custody.
This year in civil and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 858.
Senate Bill 858, an act relating to fire protection districts.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 859.
Senate Bill 859, an act relating to police protection districts.
Transportation infrastructure and public safety.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business come before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, January 24th at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion from Senator Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, January 24th at 4 p.m.